Let's pray in silence. Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, let us begin the morning first hour. Let's sing hymn 457. Pray together as God's guidance.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I begin. Anybody finished the Bible, the Book of John reading, whole things, book? Not yet? Beginning? Book of John? Book of John is very easy, but end up very hard too. Because Book of John is different than the rest of the Gospel. We can call the Synoptic Gospel, the Matthew, Mark, and Luke. This is the Synoptic Gospel. Which is, there's some resemblance, which is the same thing, right? Mostly, three books is focused on the Jesus' his work done in the Galilee. But Book of John is more focused on to the Jerusalem. So Book of John mentioned about the three occasions he visited Jerusalem, and so he preached to there, and dealing with the leaders, religious leaders. End up here, the last one he went up to Jerusalem is, what chapter was it? Book of John. Anybody know which chapter that Jesus third time went up to Jerusalem? So I can encourage you to read this way. Yeah. So Book of John, if you look at the John chapter 12, because John chapter 11 is climax, but half climax. Yeah, I can say half climax, because John chapter 11 mentioned about the Lazarus, the resurrect from the death. So that's the turning point from chapter 11. Then on, and focus on his time and his hour. And so reach up to chapter 17 and he pray on the mountain, his long prayer. And then chapter 18, he captured. And then 19, and he died. 20, he resurrected from the dead. So he find out there's empty tombs. Several disciples and Peter went in and find out there's empty tombs. So that's a final, I think that's a final glory. Once you look at the chapter 1, when Jesus talked to the Nathanael, he mentioned that, because we can say this is a hint. Chapter 1, verse 49, Nathanael said to him, "And Rabbi, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel." So this is a confession. This is a confession to Jesus. He is the King and he is the Son of God. And then Jesus answered and said to him, "Because I say to you that I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You shall see greater things than these." So what is the greater things than this? Greater things than this. His crucifixion on the cross, actually. Once you look at the chapter 12, when he went up to, he ride a colt and went up to the Jerusalem. This is actually his time, which is the time for the glory of God. When John chapter 13, if you look at John chapter 13, 31 and 32. Once here, when the Judah took the pieces, and then the Satan came in and he went out, and then at that time, verse 31, therefore he had gone out. Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, God is glorified in him. So you can see the time here now is a time for himself, giving up himself for the until chapter 19, when he died on the cross, and verse 10, chapter 19, say, it is finished. So that he's actually, the whole this process, he's showing that this is the glory of God. This is greater than anything else. So book of John actually focuses on the glory of God, whole entire book. So revealing God himself through all the signs and all the his I am. I'm sure because the book of John is very famous about the seven I am and then seven signs. Everybody heard about that, right? Seven signs. What is a seven sign? Do you remember seven signs? First one, water, yeah, a can of water to wine. How about the second one? It's good that you can flip the Bible, it's good. So that's the beginning, second sign. The same place in Cana, it took a place. This nobleman came to ask that Jesus come to my place and heal my son. And Jesus healed his son with the word of God right away. So Jesus showing that the God himself is beyond time and space in a second sign. Once you look at the book of John, John chapter 20, this is why... We do not know clearly who wrote this book, okay, Book of John. But we, many scholars, and also assume that this book is written by John. So we can say John. Until the moment we go to heaven, we can ask God who's the one who wrote this book. Oh, well, we met the writers, and we can shake hands and say, did you write the Book of John? And we clearly find it. Until the moment, we do not know who. But pretty much... we can guess the beloved one is a John. Okay, John chapter 20. John chapter 20, verse 30 and 31. Many other signs therefore Jesus also performed in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. Verse 31. These have been written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, is the Son of God, that believing you may have life in his name. So this is, I think, the theme of the purpose of this book. And now other books say miracles. Other books are showing that God is a king, as a servant of God, and a man of God. But John, the book of John, every time when Jesus performed as a mention, as a sign, showing that who is the Son of God, who is God himself. So his name to be glorified, so that all the people to believe in him. So once you know that John chapter 2, when Jesus changed water to wine, that everybody believe in because everybody have seen the sign, the sign. So sign is the purpose is to reveal the God himself. So the people come to the Lord and believe in him. Oh, I ask you the sign, right? Sign, and the first sign is... first sign and the water to wine. Second one is a sign healing the nobleman's son. That's the one, the second one. Do you know which chapter there? The second sign? Four? Yeah, it is a four. The last portion of four. How about their sign? This chop is really big, so it kind of echoes kind of a... What is it? So sorry. Yes, 30 years suffering he himself, and we can tell he cannot walk properly. Because he, with the mat, he just sit down there, he cannot walk. He's suffering for 38 years. We have noticed that this third sign, Jesus never word to give it to him according to your faith. He doesn't say. So many times when Jesus healed the people according to their faith. But this one, third sign, we can see the total grace. Jesus came and he saw that he's suffered long times. He has been suffering for such 38 years. And Jesus approached him. So actually, do you want to be healed? Of course, 38 years he suffered. He wants to be healed. And he says again, since there's a water stir up there, so anyone who go there to the first go in then can be healed. But he cannot go because he cannot walk. I don't know, at that time these things happen, stirring up the water. But we know this is truth. We do not clearly know. The thing is, it seems at that time the people who go in there first can be healed. This kind of happens. Because he's been 38 years sit there, he could see that. But we have noticed that the grace of God is very limited during the time of Old Testament. When Jesus, God chose the Israelites, and then these people move into the land of Canaan. So the grace of God is very limited and very local and very exclusive to the chosen people. Of course, this is the picture for us in the New Testament time. But at the same time, the grace of God is not fully magnified to reach out to all the people in Israel at that time. We can tell. So the grace of God is very limited. I think because of all the religious leaders at that time, they were corrupted. At that time, Jesus came up to show up to express his true grace without any cost. So he's willing to offer, give it to the people. So as a kind of symbolic expression, still there's many people need to be healed, but Jesus chose him to let him to be healed. But we have noted the third one, third sign, that he is, his illness is come from his own sin. We have noticed that. Once you read, you find out. But later Jesus find out him and do not sin anymore, so that you cannot have any serious illness coming back to you, which means so ask him to warn, actually warning him and encouraging him. And that's the third sign. Anybody know the fourth sign? Eating, feed 5,000. We can say 5,000, 10,000, doesn't matter, 100,000, doesn't matter. You can tell that with five bread and two fishes, it's not enough even to feed a few of them. And Jesus even testing the Philip, right? How we can feeding these people with how much? You know? So 200 denarii is not enough to feed all these 5,000. I'm sure that time that Jesus collected, the people offered to them, so they have a certain money, but this money is not enough to feed the 5,000 people. But Jesus, they're feeding the 5,000, showing that he's the one to become a bread of life. So they show that Jesus changed to the physical feeding 5,000, eventually changed the spiritual bread, he himself. So once you look at the book of John, have you noticed that chapter 2, Cana's instance, beginning with the Cana, the water to wine, end up Jesus mentioned about he himself mentioned about his resurrections from the death. So you destroy this temple, and then I will build this one for 3 days, which is talking about his own resurrections. And chapter, once you go to the chapter 3, you find out the chapter, chapter 3 is a discussion with the Nicodemus, talking about the born again, how we are born again so that we can see the kingdom of God. Beginning with the discussion, now get into the deeper into the spiritual issues. Chapter 4 is the beginning with the Samaritan woman, remember? And they talk to the Samaritan woman, and then now bring to this issue to actually deeper into the spiritual issue too. Chapter 5, 38 years was, 38 year illness was healed. That's what is the place name that Jesus healed? Bethesda. The meaning is the house of grace. House of mercy, we can say. That's symbolically. Once you look at the book of John, you can see that each instance, there is a meaning. There is what the John, he has intention to explain. Yeah. The chapter 5 and then feed 5,000. And then there's a 1, 2, 3. What is the fourth signs? Did I mention four signs? Jesus walk on the water. Walk on the water. Jesus walk on the water. We should not tempt God that we can walk on the water. I don't want to walk on the water. I'm scared. I don't want to walk on the water. But we can see that Jesus walk on the water. He is beyond our, which is above the natural law. He himself. Sometimes our life is very uncertainty. We live in this world. But if you trust in Him, you can walk with Him. Peter walked with him. Peter walked on the water. First one in the history, he walked on the water. The last SEC in Garden Grove, we had SEC, and I talked to the children. Have you noticed that he walked on the water, but he drowning on the water because he lost his faith, his trust in Jesus. So please, Lord, save me. So Jesus pulled him up and said, oh, your little face. I just wonder after that what happens. Jesus put him in his hands to walk on the water to bring him into the boat, or holding hands together, walk on the water back to the boat. I just wonder, because the Bible never mentioned that. But I think for Jesus, too heavy to hold, holding him as like a baby, in his hands. So pretty much, I think, walk with him, possibly. But anyway, in the history, the Peter is the one who walked on the water because he trusted in him. Yeah. Anyway, that's 1, 2, 3, 4. What is the next sign then? Heals the blind man. That means it's we're going to sixth one, yeah. That's chapter 9 that you can see the, but chapter 9, you have noted chapter 9 and chapter 11, the two times that Jesus mentioned these two signs is a reserve for that moment. Have you noticed that? The rest of them is happened to, it looks, of course, there's no such things like Jesus happened to these things, each signs. But these two signs, last two signs, clearly Jesus mentioned that this is for the work of God, which is the glory of God. And chapter 11, when Jesus resurrected Lazarus also, and when he heard from, because Mary and Martha send a person to Jesus. Your beloved one is sick. So please come and help me. Help him so they heal from the, you know, this sickness. But Jesus actually waited there. Waited until he died. So when Jesus moved on to the Bethany and their place, actually forced them up there, which is, he wants to show the glory of God through the resurrection of this man to be from the death. So to show the glory of God. So at that time, chapter 11, you have noticed that they're very clear. This is as a book of John's. I don't want to say that this is a, you know, high climax, but this is a half climax. Actually, Jesus dying on the cross is a high climax, but this is the sign and showing the glory of God. Jesus is the one can rise people who died from the death. So such a power is only have a God has. So showing that that's the glory of God. When Jesus healed this born blind man, he's just waiting for such a long time for Jesus to come to him to heal him. So this is a long period of time he wait, and then Jesus using the clay and spit on the clay and think and put apply to his eyes, and then go to the Siloam to wash. In a sense, you have noticed, in a sense, this is a sign that Jesus performed the sign of this miracle. It requires this born blind man's submissions. Born blind man's submissions, you can find out. And he went to Siloam and washed, and his eyes opened. There's similar things to what is as where is it written in the book? General Naaman. Anybody know which General Naaman's story? He's a leprosy was cured, right? Anybody remember? Second King, chapter 5. Second King, chapter 5, you find out that he heard from the little girl, and that he come to the see the man of God, the Elisha that was there, right? He wants to heal his leprosy. But there's a requirement. At that time, the man of God didn't come out, but sending only the servants go to the Jordan River to immerse 7 times. This is testing, and this is a challenge. I think man of God knows that at end up, he will be cured, this leprosy. But it requires a humility and submission. Just like the born blind man in chapter 9, and when Jesus required for his submissions. And after that, not only just his eyes is open, chapter 9, you can tell, not only his physical eyes open, but he find out the true Savior in his life. That is the true purpose of the sign. Of course, born blind man, his eyes was open physically so he can see. So this is a great miracle. But the purpose of the God, the ultimate God's work, is not only the this man's eyes is open physically, but spiritual eyes can open, so can see the Jesus as a Savior. So he worship him. Jesus himself revealed to him. There's several places in the book of John reveal him. Jesus himself revealed as a Savior and a Christ. You see that John chapter 4, when Jesus talked to the Samaritan woman, notice that he revealed to her, I am the one, the Messiah. You are waiting for the Messiah. I am the one. So at that time, this woman put everything just down there. He went into her town. I have seen the Messiah, the one we're waiting for. So Jesus actually stayed there several days, and he preached the gospel. Many people come to the Lord and believe in Jesus. Later on, it's not because of this Samaritan woman testified, because the word of God. We can say the chapter. Yeah, that's the story. All seven of them, right? All the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's the seven of them. John chapter 11. That's a sixth sign, that resurrection from the death. That's a great as one of the seventh, which is the last sign, as a quality wise, very intense. You can tell that I am the resurrection and the life. He just reinforced to the Mary, believe this. If you believe now, you will see the glory of God. So Mary and Martha, actually, they had faith. If you find out, if you read the chapter 11, Mary and Martha, both of them, they have a kind of faith they have. We don't say they have no faith. They have a faith. But their faith, from the point of Jesus, their faith is not enough to see the glory of God. So Jesus came here, but the rest of the place, Jesus never encouraged them to believe me. But chapter 11, Jesus focused on this sign. If you believe, which means you will see the glory of God. So eventually they come to the Jesus and the Mary and the mother came to the tomb. They roll the stones, Jesus says. And then the Martha says, he's been there already 4 days. There you can smell. There's a rotten smell from the body. Which means, what are you going to do? But still, you can do it. And then Jesus. And Jesus says, did I not say you, if you believe, you will see the glory of God? It's reminding to the sister. So end up the roll the stone and then asking, come out. Lazarus, come out. This is a true miracle. Impossible. The human point of view, after this body, after 4 days, already start rotting the body, it's impossible this one can resurrect from the death. Maybe 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. According to the Jewish customs, it's possible. Within 4 days, 3 days. But they're there because they believe that. So if Jesus came within 3 days, and he came and resurrected this body, Lazarus, from the death, maybe people say, well, this soul came back. So as like their own belief, as a customs, they do not, their understanding of God may be reduced, as a sign. But after 4 days, no one has a hope for this body to be resurrected from the death. But Jesus won't come here to show that he himself, he has all the power to the death one to be alive. And this, so what we believe, whom we believe, is very precious. Many people believe money, many people believe power, many people believe their own knowledge in this world. But we believe in Jesus Christ. The most powerful, the true God. But sometimes you have noticed that when you in your life, a lot of challenges face upon to you. Sure, your faith may be kind of shaky. Should I believe in Him? I know one day when I die, I'm sure because when He's the second coming, surely He can resurrect me from the death. So I know that much. But today, in my situation, when I discourage myself, still God is with me. He's truly Almighty God. He truly helped me. Can help my life to penetrate this kind of obstacles, this kind of challenge. So, you know, faith is not only just we believe that what coming on the, you know, coming of his second coming, that when he see him on the last day. But faith comes from the today. So faith, the definition of faith, sometimes we have the same kind of definition of faith like Sister Martha and Mary has. We have a certain faith. But this faith is not today. Then this faith, with this faith, that we cannot see the glory of God. So once we read chapter 11, we find out we can ask ourselves, we have a faith yet, maybe our faith is not enough to see the glory of God. That's about all 11, no, not 11, there's seven signs. But each sign is so precious. So when we go over the book of John, we can think about each signs. When we deal with the signs, we can think about. So that may be help us. And also we have seven sign, and then this book is very famous of seven I am, right? Seven I am. Seven I am is very famous. But I say eight I am is better. Eight I am. Because once you look at the John chapter 18, but number seven is better than eight. That's why I think seven. That's okay, because seven I am doesn't matter. And chapter 18, verse 6, I am here. Well, at that time, according to the verse 3, it says a Roman chariot officer came to seize him, actually, and came into what this place is at? Gethsemane, right? Gethsemane, that's right. And then, now looking for the Jesus, at that time, Jesus, I am here. When you see the verse 6, when Jesus said to them, I am he, they draw back and fall to the ground. You can see that that's when Jesus show himself. Actually, I am God himself. So now none of the people can actually approach to him. With the power of God and force them put away from the Jesus, I am. So in the book of John, there's a seven I am. Where is the first I am? Anybody? It's okay, because I keep giving you the challenge so you can read the book of John. Simple. There's no any other purpose. You don't have to write to it, because later we can discuss this too. So keep on just make sure to motivate yourself. First I am is, remember, because I'm the bread of life is the first one. So always, chapter 6, yeah. Remember, because eating is the most pleasant things. So Jesus knows that, huh? So he feed 5,000 as I'm the bread of life. And because it's true, because once you fast the morning, the lunch is truly waiting for it. Looking forward, so after second or third day, getting close to 12 o'clock, yes, lunchtime comes. It's wonderful. So chapter 6, when Jesus feed 5,000, when Jesus changing the story now, the tour to ascend to the spiritual, and I am the bread of life. Jesus compared during the time of Moses. During the time of Moses, manna given to Israel, but all died. But if you eat my bread from above, from heaven, you never died. Once you eat my bread, you will have eternal life. You eat my flesh, eat my bread and my blood, you can have eternal life. So many times during the Holy Communion, we use this verse, right? The Word of God. Where is the second I am? Yeah, chapter 8, right. Chapter 8, you can see the first instance, the chapter 8, the first instance, when there's a dealing with the woman who adulterous, commit adultery, the Jewish people brought into him. What are you going to do? According to the Moses law, this one has to stone to death. But if he says, yes, you can stone to her, then actually he break the Romans law, right? But if you say, no, you cannot kill her, if you cannot stone to her, that means he break the Moses law. So whichever, he cannot get away. So we have noticed that, Pharisees, Sadducees, those religious, Jewish, the religious leader, their heart is really stubborn, very twisted heart. Many times when Jesus performed the miracle during the time of Sabbath, what they do is, when this happened, when you healed, a Sabbath, he is not from above, he is not from heaven. The example, chapter 5, when Jesus healed the 38 years in the man that was healed. When? Suppose Saturday is supposed not to work. He doing this, healing you. You're supposed not to pick up your mat to go. That means you're supposed not to be healed. You're supposed to sit down there because whatever he said, you're supposed to sit there. So your illness is supposed not to be healed because of Sabbath, which means... You can tell the Jewish, their heart is crooked. Sometimes you have noted Christian doesn't mean they're always Christian. Sometimes become like evil. Christian can be evil too. So what I see in the book of John, when they're dealing with Jesus, actually chapter 11, when Jesus resurrected this man, the Lazarus, from the death, actually the persecutions, which means... Pharisees, they actually now are more determined to capture Jesus, to kill him, actually. That's a stubborn heart, and their eyes was closed. Their eyes was closed. So they, we're supposed not to be like, we believe in Jesus, hopefully we become a children of God. And John chapter 8, verse 44 says, you are of your father, the devil. Chapter 8, verse 44, you are of your father, the devil, and you want to do the desire of your father. So this is the most harsh way to criticize this religious leader. You think about they spend the whole entire their life dedicated themselves. They study the scriptures, and they fasting pray 2 times a week. Yet, even they offered all the tithe, it seems like they keep the Sabbath, yet they're not true substance of God within their heart. There's no true love within their heart. So their motivation is really crooked. God is not their heart. So Jesus pointed out their wrong and their evils. We talk about the sign, and then we talk about I am. First and then second I am. Yeah, second I am, because chapter 8, thank you. Second I am, when you smile, that you're reminding me, so the chapter 8, thank you so much. The adulterous woman came now. Jesus said, if you have no sin, then you first stone to her. And Jesus at that time write down on the ground. We don't know what he wrote it, because the people are just guessing, but we don't know what he wrote on the ground. But we find out, because I'm sure, because he write down there the word of God. Whatever he says, that's the word of God. Remember, whatever he says in the book of John, whatever he says, that's word of God. Whatever he have done, that's God's work. Once you look at the book of John, there's two things you find out. I do not come here for judge you. But have you noticed that some parties say, I'm come here to judge you? There's a contradict the two sides. You can find it. If you read the book of John, you can find it. So Jesus is like a double personality within him. One side he wants to judge people, the other side, I'm not judge you. He kind of double personality he has. Then we have a trouble. He said, you, if you baptize in the name of Jesus, you will be saved. On the last day, he changed his mind. Oh, there's a big trouble later on, right? So he's not double standard. He's not double minded. Then there's a purpose. But once you look at the book of John, there's always a two dimensions. Two dimensions. If you find the two dimensions, it always makes sense. Even the, from the first instance, chapter 2 in Cana, when his mother, Mary, of course, is a physical mother, he came to Jesus, and then as a they have no wine. That's what his mother says. And then after Jesus said to her, "Woman, what do I have to do with you? My hour has not yet come." Have you noticed that here it doesn't make sense? If you make sense, then you are very creative. Do you know what I mean? You're very creative. So you can match these two things together. Very creative. Also, when you see, when you look at the chapter 3, chapter 4, saying, chapter 3, when Jesus talked to the Samaritan woman, remember? And how come you as a Jewish come to ask me to draw the water, you know, give me water? Because the Samaritan and the Jewish, they don't talk each other. Right? But Jesus at that, I mean, Jesus talked to the Samaritans and mentioned that verse 10 says, "If you knew the gift of God and who says to you, 'Give me the drink,' you would have asked him, he would have given you living water." This doesn't make sense to her. Doesn't make sense to her. If you look at the chapter 3 when Jesus talked to the Nicodemus, that's like a dimensional difference. He confessed to Jesus, "No one can do such things unless you come from above. All these miracles and all this, I have seen that. I'm sure you came from heaven." And then Jesus, "Truly, truly, I say, unless born with the water and spirit, you cannot see the kingdom of God." What kind of conversation is it? There's no such like the matching with the conversations. This kind of things, continuation of the book of John, always two dimensions. So if you look at the book of John, these two dimensions. Things happen, signs. It is physically in this world, but this one we can think about, this is a spiritual dimensions. Feeding 5,000. Everything. You find out in the book of John, there's a two dimensions. Jesus came to this world. The two purposes I mentioned about it, you think about it, because I do not give you answer right away, but I come here for judge you, but I'm not come here for judge you, but to save you. I'm not judge you, but on the last day, my word will judge you. So I'm not judge you. But in a sense, the Bible said, he will give me all the authority, all the judge, you know, the authority of judge, give it to me. So which means I am the head of authority to judge you, which means. But you can see that there's like a, already 10. But we talk about here and there. So I'm sure because you're confused to write in a note. Because it seems like, should I have to write here? Should I have to write here? Or just like a sketch or scratch or squeeze and throw it away? You don't know, right? Because you're kind of confused. That's okay. It's all right. We can go on to the next hour. Maybe we are better. And so, yeah, there's no bell here. No, ring the bell. Ring the bell. I ring the bell. Okay, ring the bell means pray in silence. Let's pray in silence. Amen.